And then I said to the zombie,
that's yeah. Three zombies walked into a bar.
Yeah.
And one of them was a man, one was a woman, and one was a baby.
And the baby walk into the bar?
No, the dad was carrying it in a zombie.
I press record.
In a zombie pram.
No, I press record.
This is the podcast. We've begun. It's Seven Land Hand. We have a name.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're named.
Very excited.
Remember those first couple of days of life when your parents was going, what are we going to call this?
No, my parents had names for me.
That was last week for this podcast. They're staring at us like a little baby child zombie.
Anyway, Seven Land Hand. It's brought to you by Good Game St. James. Rhymes with, you know, games and James. They rhyme.
So. And lames. So we don't like to draw attention to that.
Yeah, shh on that. Okay, iTunes love us because we're not called games and shit. I thought that was important. I thought we should put that, you know.
We actually had to trawl the terms and conditions for submitting a podcast to make sure we couldn't call it games and shit,
yeah,
which was
iTunes
our second
never
choice.
So many hits on shit on iTunes in the last couple of weeks. I was like, come on, man. Let us be games and shit. Anyway, so wipe the grease off your fingers. Because we're going to use the good cards. This is zombies. It's all about zombies. And here's the introduction. This is going to be highbrow. All right, fellas?
I like highbrow.
So zombies, they were derived from the Haitian Creole word zombie. It was subject of Wade Davis's book, The Serpent and the Rainbow, a work of investigative pharmacology in which he suggested that a mix of tetrodotoxin and other dissociative drugs are given to a victim. This person then endures a death-like suspension before reanimating in a psychotic state. Whoa. Reportedly, these practices were observed in Haiti during the early 1980s. Most considered George A. Romero's zombies in Night of the Living Dead to be the progenitor of the modern zombie. However, earlier stories by Richard Matheson, which I think is I Am Legend, and H.P. Lovecraft, The Outsider, even though he refers to him as a ghoul, portrays similar creatures. In more recent years, they've become frenzied in films such as 28 Days Later and become part of comic book legend in The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. But what do they mean to gamers? That's what we're here for. To plunge a well-oiled chainsaw through a zombie's chest, I'm joined by Aaron Graham.
Hello. That's...
Correct.
Yeah, correct.
There's a tick. There's an enthusiastic tick in the box.
Do I say present?
Present, yeah. Present, sir. All right, so go stand in the naughty corner. And our zombie expert today is Matt McHale.
I have to say I'm glad to be the number three choice, I believe I was, because Hal Carter and Herbert West were unavailable.
Oh. How did you let that out of the bag, Garen? You know? When I called him, I said, Matt, you're straight out, you're the first one on the list.
Number one.
You're now number one.
I don't want to keep him in the dark.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled to be here and spread the news of the zombie widen.
I'd just like to point out that in that introduction, Haitian, fucking hard word to say.
Haitian.
You know, I had to look that up. I looked that up on the internet. Haitian.
Oh, Haitian. Wikipedia has that sweet pronunciation guide behind all its words. And that would
Which
be like
Wikipedia
a
does.
Like a sh. Yeah, so it says Haitian, and then in brackets it's got the H and the upside down U. And the thing that is
I can't
the
read that.
Sound.
Who can read those phonetic stuff?
No, I studied linguistics.
Next week. So,
international phonetic alphabet.
Next episode.
Let me talk about the international phonetic alphabet more.
God, right. I'm going to bring it in. Like next week, we'll look forward to that. Yeah. People will be on the edge of their seats.
Just a quick aside on the podcast title before I forget.
Yes. Seven Land Hand.
I tried to subscribe to ourselves on Twitter and I just found a Russian man called Sven Landhand.
Wow.
And that was really weird because I missed
a good
the
bloke?
E. No, not really. I didn't really do that. I just thought it would be funny.
That's one of those wicked coincidences, isn't it?
Sven Landhand.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy, though. If you want to tweet him and ask him for what's some Russian stereotypes, vodka, bears,
hot
women. How come, like when I was at high school, we thought Russian women, it was like some bowling ball woman of about 400 years old, like in black outfit. Mm-hmm. And then somewhere like in the late 90s, all Russian women became babes.
No, they both exist.
They do the Italian thing where they turn into nonnas.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And like how Chinese women all look the same until they're 45 or so, hit menopause, and then just their body droops. And everything just becomes old. And I've seen people go through it. My aunts and things.
And
weird.
Black
Aaron Graham hitting
uniform.
The racial slur target for the day.
I did open it up with Russian stereotypes.
Next week on the podcast, Sven Landhand.
Oh, yeah.
Is he coming?
He's coming.
Hey, what happened to Kate Beckinsale?
She will be on our extra one.
Super keen podcast listeners will note that that was mentioned in the pilot that she would be here.
I love in jokes. I love Kate. I love Kate Beckinsale. Yeah. Kate Beckinsale and Sven Lundhund on.
That would be a good. I'd go see that movie. Would it be a zombie? Would it be a zombie movie?
We'll write up the script for it. I think.
Yeah.
I think you'll find on one of my. It's on my list. That one already.
Is it? Well, we'll look forward to that when we get to it. Was that the 2,500 top?
25. Yes, 25 narrowed down to 10 or so.
10 or so.
Or 10 or so good
best
ones
or worst.
And 15 crap ones.
What are ones?
Read. What are ones?
Yeah. Movies, media. Best zombie radio plays.
There's a lot of them. It's more than you know.
Of the
probably.
16th century.
Yeah, no, just the best. A group of 25, nailed, rounded down to 10 decent ones and 15, you can take them all.
Yeah,
once.
Yeah.
Yeah,
once. So we're here to do games reviews, aren't we? So, let's review some games. Okay, welcome back after the intermission.
That was really long.
Lots of ice creams.
I went and had a wee.
All right. First game we looked at, Zombies with !! Not related to Vanguard.
Card Fight Vanguard !!
Do they have two?
Could have three. Could have
two
four.
Bangs?
Who knows? These Japanese games. Whoa, deep on the racial slurs this week.
Yeah. Who upset so far? Russians?
Chinese people. Japanese. Probably Italian somewhere
Italians,
in there as well.
Yeah, I did say that, didn't I?
How intense do you have to be?
Matt's Australian
zombies.
And we hate Matt.
Zombies. How intense do you have to be if you're going to use three exclamation marks?
Zombies!
Yeah, it's like that. You've really got to yell it. Zombies. I think it's like a $35 kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
And
everyone knows what that means.
Well, that's the thing. Because I thought, all right, so it's lower end.
David just punched his microphone.
Yeah. And so it's lower market angry. Kind of thing. I shouldn't talk with my hands on the podcast. It's a waste of time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a fit of gesticulation.
No more semaphore.
No.
Is that right? Yeah. Do I need flags
for that? Down.
For all of our semaphore listeners, you'll have to watch our visual guide, which will be released later this week.
Aaron can read semaphore. It's those squiggles in a dictionary after the actual word. So I was thinking it's a $35 game, right? So when I opened
maybe
it up...
Maybe we should actually stipulate. If you're an experienced board game player, you know that board games exist in about three categories, which is the under $30 mark, which is a pretty casual, easy to pick up game. You can get quite a bit of play out of them because they're generally quite well designed. But
quite short.
Yeah, or generally very short. These are things like Zombie Dice, Flux. I can't think of any at the top of my head now. Lost Cities is a really good two-player game as well. And all of these are fairly cheap, really easy to just get hold of. And then in the next range, you've got the bigger ones, 2 to 4 players generally. They're $30 to $60, $70. And then they're a little bit more involved. And then you've got the really involved ones, Agricola and the like, that are $100.
And have all the fruit.
And you have all
great
the
miniatures.
Yeah. You've got meeples that look like little cows. Cows that look like little meeples. You know, the whole shebang.
Meeples that look like spaceships. You have, so Zombies is like the $35 game, right? So the tiles that build a city, they're fine. They're good.
Which of my just made-up categories is it in?
It's in the second range.
Second category, sure.
Second category. Sure. Right at the bottom, though. It just scrapes out of the lower one. But, when I opened it up, I'm always easily sold on the, you know, like Fantasy Flight does it to me every time. It's beautiful, right? So I'm going to go, right, I'm all over that. I want to play it because it looks pretty. And then gameplay sort of happens or doesn't happen depending on how impressed I am with how beautiful it is.
It's lovely.
It's cheap, but I know I'm cheap, so that... So when I opened it up, I thought, wow, look at these Christmas cracker, like, character, you know, little miniatures. They look like they're right out of a Christmas cracker, right?
Lovely, yeah.
However, when you get the zombies out and they look like Christmas cracker zombies, that's brilliant. You've got streets with all these scabby-looking miniature guys.
Oh, lovely.
But they really suit the game. And it does that zombie thing so well. You know, they do just, you know, it starts, you start off in the city center. We should say... It's you start off in the city center, and the objective is to get to the heliport when that appears out of the deck of cards that, you know, give you the map of the city.
Yep.
And you kind of it's not collaborative. You're supposed to stitch each other up, aren't you? You know, you you have a whole bunch of
cards. It's not like Pandemic where you all lose together or win together.
No, it's definitely one person wins the game.
Oh, no, it's one person. Fuck you all. I'm getting to the chopper.
And, yeah.
There's only room for one person in that tiny chopper.
Yeah, so you start the game in the city centre and you're thinking, all right, what am I going to do? The zombies around, I'm playing zombies, I want to go kill some zombies. So you go off and kill some zombies and they're usually in buildings and you'll get life or bullets for going into these buildings, but it costs you life and bullets to go and get them. So the second time through I was sort of playing, why am I going to go do that? Because they've got some sort of limit where you can also win if you're the first person to get 25 zombies.
Oh, kill 25 zombies.
Kill 25 zombies. Sure. But if you die doing it, you lose half your zombies. So if you're on 24, you're about to snatch it and you just get killed. You're down to 12 zombies.
That's no good.
And you're back to the city centre, right?
And suddenly that chopper looks like a much better idea.
Exactly. So that's
like, I'm going to go on a blaze of glory killing all these zombies. Yeah, I'm going to win. Oh, wait, I'm just going to run to the chopper. I'm very bad at this.
So the second time, there's three of us. I let them go crazy. They went killing zombies, getting killed, coming back. I just hovered around in the city center like Mr. Yellow Belly. It's like, I think there's some down there. Check out the sports story.
I'm using my binoculars.
Yeah, like, give me a cricket bat while you're in there or something, you know? Come back.
I'll trade you some bullets for that cricket bat later.
Yeah. So, yeah, they did that. And it was... There's also in the city tiles, there's different sorts of road shapes. So there's elbows, there's crossroads.
Oh, yeah.
There's, and then there's buildings that just end the road. So it's just a cul-de-sac with a big fire engine. Let's say, I call it a fire station. It's not just an engine.
engine room.
Yeah. To me, I'm still impressed. I'm just like a kid. It's like a big Lego building to me. And stuff. So everything got locked off. So there's one clear path out from the center of town. And I'm thinking, I'm just going to start moseying down this path and keep away from everybody. And sure enough, I was right next to the helipad when it came down. Then everybody plays the stitch you up cards.
Yeah.
And
so you've got cards in your hand and stuff as well that are secret?
Yeah.
So you don't know when you're going to be stitched up. Wow.
So, yeah, they just go, oh, okay, that person, you can't move this round. Or, there's ones like alternate food source where you can play it and all the zombies won't attack or you can't attack them.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got to be careful because that affects everybody, though. So, you know, if someone's really close to the helipad and they play alternate food source, you just waltz straight through the heliport see you later, buddy.
Man, those games are always very interesting where there's a tension between everyone's kind of trying to get to the end, but also they could just get backstabbed at any minute and someone else could just run off with their prize. Cool.
One that comes to mind is Panic Station. You know,
Panic Station is great for that.
But that's a great stitch up where the action just—it's set right from the start. You're into it, and it doesn't take long for zombies and to build up, and then all of a sudden you've got a city full of zombies and you're fighting.
Panic Station's more of a like an alien infestation, parasitic sort of thing, isn't it? Yeah. But the great dynamic of that is just like the tension around the table, isn't it? And everybody's just like. Doesn't have any trust for anyone else at the time.
Have you guys played Betrayal at House on the Hill?
No. No, I have. I have.
You have?
Yeah.
I've seen it played.
Yeah, online?
Yes.
Yeah. One of the ones that we did was actually a zombie scenario in there.
Oh, cool.
And it was one of those ones. So the haunt was one person. It was the person that turns up the omen. And then zombies just appear in all the rooms of the house. And the only way that you could win was to... because the person who betrays the group isn't known until the haunt happens. So everyone's kind of working together until that happens. When it does happen, when this one happened, the zombies would appear in every room in the house, and our scenario was to trap the zombies in specific rooms of the house, but where the zombie master didn't know which rooms they were. So it looked like you're leading them around these like random routes. It looks like you're running away, and then bam, you get them in a dead end. And you trap the zombie in the room, and they're always trying to kill you at the same time. I think I was the zombie master. I didn't do very well. They all ganged up on me and shot me with a revolver until I died. So,
well, that'll do it. Getting shot until you die. Yeah.
So,
and then you come back.
Oh yeah.
The advantage of being a zombie, I guess.
So I think for zombies, I recommend that they say to shuffle the helipad into the bottom. Oh, they didn't even say shuffle it. I think in the instructions it says place. The dealer places it in the bottom of the deck.
Oh, sure.
So insert. I did insert
in some places. It inserts it.
Insert your helipad into my deck.
Softly.
Softly.
Yeah, gently.
Softly and gently.
Don't violate the deck. But you know, you're the dealer, you're in the game, you know whereabouts it is. So when I was going through it, I was thinking, right, for this first three quarters of the deck...
Doesn't it make sense that you would shuffle it in?
No, it just says put it into the bottom of the deck.
That's odd.
Right? So I just faffed around for like three quarters of the game.
Then, oh, because you knew where it was.
I sort of knew where it was.
And so you set all these people off to do these little missions and you're like, bam, go to the helipad. Oh,
yeah, yeah. I know where it's coming up. So, but they knew it was in the bottom half of the bit of the deck. So my biggest thing I did like in the second or third game was just we just maybe dealt off like four or five city tiles and then just shuffled the helipad into the remainder of the deck.
Yeah.
So you know like for four or five rounds it's just going to be there's going to be tiles coming out, the zombies there, and then any time from then on the helipad could show up. And that makes a totally different vibe to the game. Because then you're going like, right, is it coming up? Where could it be? You know, or do I need to half and half it between these two exits that, you know, where the helipad could be? It made for a better, way better game. I'm sure there's probably some, you know, some sort of dynamic or play-tested thing where they said that that's the worst idea. But for me, for me in three play-tested games, I thought that was really good. The final thing I'd like to point out about this is this. I've got the box with me, listeners. It says here, warning, prolonged exposure to this product may cause necrobiosis, necrolatry, necrophagia, and necrophobia. Now, I thought they'd missed one out.
Oh, I can't. Necropotence. Magic joke. No, So necrophagia is eating dead
You're
flesh.
You're with me, Matt.
I'm very well on it.
Okay.
I'm very well on it.
We're just all trying not to say it.
Yeah, okay. let's just not mention
You're not going
to
shag any dead people after playing this game. It's just what they're saying.
Line.
Oh, come on. No, that's disgusting. That's not what we were thinking about
I want anybody who's listening just to go, right, I'm going to buy zombie. Hang on a minute. Am I going to end up shagging dead people? And they've got to know. And it's, but it says here on the box, it's only those four things. So they're given the warning to.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what any of those are. So
we'll have to order in zombie sex the game, which is a different.
Comes with a little thing of lube, doesn't it? It's black lube, though.
It's weird. It's black and it's kind of got little chunks in it, which is interesting.
Yeah, friction.
Maybe that explains the three exclamation marks.
Zombies.
Yeah, zombie. All right. I think that was zombies. Anyone? You've played it, haven't you, Matt? Anything else on that?
It was a great little game. It was a nice, quick filler. You know, it didn't take too long.
There's a thousand
the action
expansions.
Just popped in. There is.
Zombies 9. I think I saw on the
stop. Yeah. So there's plenty of material there, and you just mix them up. It's like house rule them. You know, you come up with the appropriate house rules, slide it in, and
slide it
you're
in,
playing
gently.
A new game. Yeah, there we go. Generally. We're not going to get away from that now.
Yeah.
All night.
All right. That's what she said.
All right, then, Zombie Side. Man, we just zombie sided it up.
We rocked that one.
Yeah.
Is that a good one? I saw your big setup there.
That's awesome.
Getting in the police car.
we did
zombie figurines.
What's known as Zombie Side Season 2.
Okay, sure.
Prison Outbreak.
Or otherwise known as Zombie Side GTA, I think.
Oh, is that pretty much what it was?
Yeah, it was when we were doing it. Just like jump in a police car and keep running people down.
Zombies, running zombies then.
But this would be in your higher category thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like about $140 for the Prison Outbreak one.
There were a lot of miniatures in there. That's a lot of miniatures.
It's cool, you know, cool mini or not. You know, there's like a independent miniature sculptors or something like that company that was floating around for a few years. Mm-hmm. And then I've seen them on the side of those boxes, you know, so you get the... for the Zombie Side series, you know, it's Cool Mini or Not and the game publisher.
Oh,
so
okay,
they do all
sure.
the miniatures for them.
Yeah.
So as soon as you open it up, you've got like way better standard miniatures.
Yeah, it was a massive amount of them in there. Yeah. But that would be where all the $140 is going.
Yeah, in different sizes
That'd
as well.
That'd be Guillotine Games.
Guillotine Games. There you go, Matt.
Guillotine Games and Cool Mini or Not. Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, so you got there was different sizes as well. So you got like an Abomination, which is...
No one can see your fingers.
I know, but you can. You're helping with the size. Like about 6 foot tall?
6 foot, yeah.
Yeah.
David has very
too
large
thumb
fingers.
And forefinger. That's about it's 6 foot.
Between my thumb and forefinger is how big it is.
Oh, it's 6.5 foot. What's, it was 6.5 foot tall miniature.
What is this, like an inch and a half?
I don't know. Do we talk inches?
Let's say inches.
Most people talk inches.
If something is smaller than a foot, you speak in inches. And then past a foot, you speak in like meters. Is that... I just made that up as well.
I go in hands.
No,
sounds about right.
Sounds right. Yeah, sure.
It was 4'6" in hands.
That's, how many
yards?
Hands, how many high hands high?
Yeah.
It was 7 shillings tall.
It was 7 shillings tall. It was huge, and it had tusks about
4 shillings and 1 penny.
Yeah. 8 copper barrels and a half weight.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, and one barrel of... Oh, not a barrel of sheepskin. You wouldn't have a barrel.
What? So there's like hundreds of them anyway. There's like... Well, there's, oh, no. There's two abominations which are big. And then there's a whole bunch of other... And all the different walkers look different. And you've got different classes. You've got a fatty. And then you've got a...
is that the same as an abomination?
Yeah, it's more about inches across than inches in length. So... I just
fatty, yeah.
Yeah, and it comes with two walkers. That doesn't work, does it? No. Anyway, and then you got runners. So you got walkers, runners, fatties, and abominations.
Are they called fatties?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They are called fatties. Yeah.
They're called fatties, and they're hard. You know, they take more
hard fatties.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hard fatties.
Delicious.
You can't go down. I mean, you can't take them down too easily. They take a lot of damage.
You might think you're looking at an abomination, but no, you're just looking at a fatty.
Oh, okay, I see how it is.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Oh, what's that, kids? It's
Zombie Dice!
Yay, Zombie Dice. Let's crack open some dice that have come back from the dead. How does this work, Matt?
Well, Zombie Dice, it's... very much in that lower end of the bracket, so we're talking below $30. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's even less than that. I think I picked
this up.
It's
a beach house game, this one, isn't it?
Yeah. Very definitely. Yeah. It's a push your luck game.
It's a throw it in your bag, go on holiday anywhere kind of game.
That's it. It's a everybody's playing a zombie, and the aim is to try and get as many tasty brains as you possibly
Delicious
can.
Delicious brains.
Yeah, the magic number is 13, and if once you get your 13... brains, you spawns the last turn. It's very simple to explain. I can be done with this in about a minute or I think.
Excellent.
That's all right.
Once
we're,
it hits
we're
the
running
magic
over.
Number of 13, then it's one last round, and then whoever has the most number of brains totaled is the winner.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to watch out for the shotgun wielding maniacs.
And it's kind of gambling. It's a gambling game, isn't it? Like you gamble on being able to roll more brains, and if you screw up somehow, you lose. What you've banked so far, or not
banked.
Oh,
no, you don't lose what you've banked, but you lose any event during that
particular turn. Yeah.
So you I would gamble on this game. If I was going to be a gambler, I would gamble on this game.
So the casino should run this.
Exactly. Really. If the casinos play Zombie Dice, I'd be in there.
We'd get gamers down there going, come on, Zombie Dice, I'm down. Do you want to play a game of Blackjack, sir, or some roulette? Zombie Dice.
Zombie Dice, please.
That's it. You've got your odds there. Oh, I've got 2 brains, 2 shotguns. Do you want to double down? Hell yes.
Yeah, because you die in a turn when you get 3 shotguns on
that's,
you.
That's right,
yeah,
that 3 shotguns. Yeah. Three or three, as my daughter and I call them, 3 blams.
Three blams.
Yeah. So blam, blam, blams.
Yeah.
And there's even a little expansion in here, which is it's called the double feature. It's like a movie themed, so it adds a couple of extra dice.
What's the logo on the side of that with the... razor blade or something like that, is it?
A razor blade. Oh, it's an energy drink. Helps the zombies. Oh. So the zombies are fast zombies.
The trouble, you should see me in the mornings. I'm like either sculling Red Bull or shaving, just like
or drinking a glass of razor blades.
Yeah, this,
I often get them confused.
Yeah, I have many days off work.
There's also a helmet. So you're not just a fast zombie anymore. You're a tough zombie.
Oh, like Plants vs. Zombies. Oh, we're going to talk about that today.
Yeah. Hey! Oh. All right.
And then there's the Kate Beckinsale dice, which is means you're a hot zombie.
Oh, I love hot zombies.
Pink. Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't like Kate to be a zombie. That's sad.
She'd be quite cold.
You're going for a bit of a cuddle and she'd just chew your neck out.
Yeah.
And you'd die and be a zombie. And
you
could
be a zombie
together.
As well. You could be being a zombie forever with Kate Beckinsale. Coming out in January 2014.
I wonder if your lust centers would still be intact. That's
all. That's what all zombies. Oh. That's what all zombies are trying to do.
Is
they just want? They just want love. They're like, I'll just give you a bit of a hickey. Oh, I went too far.
No, let's go too far.
You were like dead.
The awkward kid in high school. Yeah.
Eaten by zombies. Yes, you can go and join the ranks of the living to try and not become one of the ranks of the dead in the 50s. So it's very much what the characters were. June.
Bob.
Barney, Bob, and and Mary.
Yeah.
Yes.
Happy days.
My character could beat zombies to death with a rolling pin and then eat a sandwich that she cooked with an eye in. So that was my favorite bit of the game.
She cooked it with an iron.
She cooked, yeah. It was like a sandwich.
Toasted sandwich 1950s yeah. style. That's great.
Just iron it gently. Oh,
Mr. Breville, that's where he got his idea from. He was watching, what was the name? June, iron a sandwich, and he thought, yeah.
Yes.
And I've got some idea. Yeah, this is the way I'm going to make my fortune.
It could be summed up in one word, though.
Yeah, go.
Ruthless.
Yeah.
Utterly, utterly ruthless.
I heard Aaron just getting reamed out.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't last long.
Yeah, you heard
me. Was that
me.
Because he was inexperienced, stupid, or unlucky?
Oh, well.
Or a combination of all of the above.
So you have, it's a deck building game. I think that's important to say. Yeah. You start off, your deck starts off with some fight cards, which in my case was a rolling pin. Yeah. Some sandwiches, which allow you to draw another card from your deck and flee. And then just cards that are just hide, which is more fleeing. Every zombie that gets flipped up from the horde deck has an attack, or like a fighting strength, and then a fleeing number as well. And so you play cards from your hand to either try and beat it in combat or try and flee from it. And what happened to me was, if you don't kill a zombie or get gnawed on by a zombie, they stay out and they add, and so it adds to the horde. And a big football-playing zombie wearing a helmet came
that's
out.
Plants vs. Zombies guy.
Again. Yeah, Plants vs. Zombies.
Fast zombie. Yeah,
yeah. He was very fast. Could not flee from him with my hand, and so he just punched me very, very hard. Right. And I had 6 cards left in my deck. Mm-hmm. Your maximum hand size is 6. You need to draw up to 6. If you can't draw up to 6, you die. So I died the next turn.
Wow, because you your face was caved in.
Yeah, well, yeah. The football-playing zombie, and then he nibbled on it a bit.
So was he unlucky, stupid, or what was the other option?
Combination of all.
What can we say? First Let's time.
Let, can I just for clarification, time. Was the stupid more than 33%?
Let's see.
40% stupid.
40%
okay,
stupid.
I'll settle. Right, I'm happy I'll with settle. That.
That's good. As long as it's less than 50.
Less than 50
okay.
is fine.
Yeah.
But the cards
it's a passing
are,
grade.
The cards are, you know, they're all typically themed, they kind of look like something you'd think like
looks to see
in like a
1950s
style, in an ad. This is the Thompson typewriter, which isn't a typing device, it's a machine. It's a Tommy gun.
Oh, is that his nickname?
That was
at
his
time.
Nickname, the Thompson typewriter. Yeah.
What's to try to clean it up? Go, you guys, hey. Wait a minute. Are you guys going off? You guys having a war? I go, no, I'm on the typewriter here.
Why is someone calling someone in the middle of a war? They're like, hello, you're not at war, are you?
I'm just working on my next novel. I'm not killing people horribly with a machine gun.
That's the selling strategy. And to get it past customs, call it a typewriter. No one will mess with it.
Oh, sure. Put it in my violin case.
Yeah. Oh, see? No.
What was the...
They were so clever back in the 1950s.
Oh, so smart.
Now people are just like walking straight down the streets doing flybys. Just like flybys.
Flybys.
Walking down the street doing flybys.
Going to Woolworths.
Is that confused?
Getting their flybys.
Yeah.
That's the same
going
as a Tommy
away
gun.
On holiday without paying for a bloody thing. It's all on Coles.
Swiping your car.
Drive-bys.
What was I going for here?
Drive-bys.
People are driving down the street doing drive-bys, arms hanging out the window. You can listen. You can tell I don't listen to rap music at all. Otherwise, I'd be popping out.
How much Grand Theft Auto have you played?
Yeah, a lot of that.
Quite a lot. Did you play San Andreas? That was all about the gang banging.
Right.
That's killing someone in a group. Not banging someone in a group.
Oh, right.
Gang banging. I sure hope that's
I went to the strip club.
You haven't improved that anymore. I'd say you've probably brought it down to the next level again.
Oh, dear. Something I really like about all deck building games is that you very, very, very rarely play with the same set of cards. So you can salvage some equipment to beat off the. I'm making weird sexual references.
Yeah.
Beat off a zombie, or get some sweet running shoes so you can flee better.
Oh, the grotty grippers!
Yeah, the grotty grippers, and you can. But then I didn't see all the other cards that were available for the other games. So you'll never play with the same set of cards twice. I really like that about deck building games.
Gives it the playability, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Replayability.
Replayability, exactly, And God knows I've gotten many an hour out of Dominion and how many different permutations and combinations of cards there are, and that's crazy.
Last Night on Earth. Who knows something about Last Night on Earth?
I've played that one.
I've played that a long time ago. What I learned from Last Night on Earth is the game goes along well, then the dirty nurse comes out and you get caught up doing the dirty with her for a round, and you let the whole team down because you your shagging nurse, whatever her name is.
Oh, so it's the last night on Earth because of the zombies, and you do the things that you would do on the last night on Earth.
I know. I played it like twice, you know, and I just thought, oh, it's just last night on Earth, whatever. Zombies. And I thought, oh, it's that scene, you know, where you just go, hey, it's the last night on Earth. How about it? And she's like, with you? And it's like, last night on Earth. Come on. She's like, oh, right, whatever, let's do it. Except she's vindictive. She walks around just like throwing it around, giving it away, and just brings the whole team down, and you all end up dying. She dies along with you. It's just that's her main goal.
The hell?
That's all I've learned from it. That's probably very inaccurate.
You're probably right there, David. I think that game that we played.
You were there.
Character, yeah, I think so. The character.
Wow, you've aged so badly.
The sheriff. She went with the sheriff and then went not satisfied with that. When the sheriff died, the sheriff's son joined the game. She went with the sheriff's son.
Oh, Jesus.
That's wrong, isn't it? Yeah.
That's bad.
And then it all collapsed.
Did the sheriff not even say anything?
He was dead. He was being eaten at the time.
Did he turn into a zombie and then was a little disappointed?
I can't remember.
Becomes a zombie, sees his lover with his son. He's like, oh, that's not what you want to see.
That's not right.
That's not right.
It could have been a hand-me-down. He could have been, look, son, she's all right.
She's okay.
I've been there. She's a good woman. It's about time.
Trust me,
it's the last night on Earth. Yeah, that's bad, isn't it?
Oh, that happened in like a 12-hour period. Oh, that's gross. Jesus.
It wasn't. It was less than like 20 minutes, wasn't it?
Like, he gets eaten and he's like, I'm here, Dad. Oh, you're dead. Oh, who's this lady?
It didn't take long. No. No. But probably out of all the games we've mentioned so far, the one that's thrown you into the theme.
Yeah.
You know, the most. Because you start to think about the characters and you think about their backstory. You know, there was Jenny, the farmer's daughter. Mm-hmm. And then there was the outsider.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
The stranger. Mm-hmm. And the priest.
Do you all remember this was from playing it once, like many, many years ago?
Oh, well, it wasn't all that long ago. But yeah. Good memory.
Yeah. So the other games that we've talked about, you're saying that this one was a bit more focused on the theme.
On the characters, maybe.
Yeah.
There's a narrative in like Zombie Side, because like we played Mission Mu, mm-hmm. and that was breaking
it's Mission Mu because it was Mission M00.
Don't.
Right?
Fourth Wall.
Oh, so, yeah. Oh.
So we played Mission Mu. Sorry. Don't ruin it for the kids. Yeah, we heard them. They were here earlier. If that's there they are again. Just ran past the pod door there.
I can't believe I actually looked.
So that was breaking into the prison. That whole idea was breaking, you know, like The Walking Dead style. You know, you're breaking in because there's high walls. It's safe in there. Mm-hmm. Except it's not going to be safe because there's like another 12 missions or something. Yeah. So you know it's all going to be bad.
Inside
and it's called Zombie Side. It's not called Zombie Side for Mission Mu. And then it's Happy Days. For
Gentle Farming.
Gentle Farming, yeah. Agricola.
That just Agricola comes in the box. That's what you do after you kill all the zombies.
Throw all
that
other shit away.
Now you're going to make a farm and feed your family. How interesting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but so there's a narrative there. I'd imagine that, you know, it's like we were saying, you know, it's a big game. So, like, as you grow through the missions, you're going to be thinking, wow, you know, we broke into the prison. Now we've done this. We've got our canned foods. We've got the rice. We've got the water. This is going on. Yeah. Oh, it's gourmet cooking as well.
Yeah.
So that's a different game. Full package.
But, yeah, it was more about the characters a little bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a nice lighthearted game. It didn't take itself too seriously either. But you could find yourself getting into the theme. I found Zombicide was probably a little bit hard to get into the theme because I just couldn't see myself as Sharon, the twin gun-toting...
Oh, yeah, it's all a bit ridiculous with the...
Oh, no, have you seen the... She's
cinematic.
She's got a great rack, though.
Twin gun
and a shaved head.
Yeah, that was a shame. There's another one called. She's on the sheet. It's just called Belle, but I believe her first name is Packer, which I didn't spot that. But Packer Belle. She should have cannons. She should have twin cannons, and she doesn't always get the same weapon. So I think the rack are the cannons. So when you're talking about Belle's rack,
cannons.
You're talking about Packer Belle's cannon.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And I'd just like to point out, anyone that got married to that tune, I'm going to go out there. You're a fucking cliche. I don't know. That's it. Yeah.
I must have missed that one.
Didn't you?
That was deep.
Everybody gets.
I know what you're talking about.
If I'm at a wedding and I hear that song come, I'm like, fuck you, no.
Oh, it's my
like,
god.
How many songs are there? Play anything. Just Yeah.
Did I tell you I play guitar at someone's wedding?
That's the married listenership off the subscription list.
Did I tell you I played guitar at someone's wedding the other week? I didn't. They asked me to do it.
Can you do Pachelbel's Canon on the guitar?
No. They asked you as opposed to just rocking up and playing just randomly.
Oh, no, yeah, I was just playing.
They didn't ask you to do more than words.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, someone asked me to do more than words at a wedding once. Like, and I said, do you know what the song's about? He's saying more than words. He's saying I love you is not what I want to hear from you. I want to shag you.
I
want more than words. All that talk is rubbish. Is that what you want at your wedding? It's like, yeah, I do. I love you. I'll be there for the rest of my life. No, actually, forget about that. More than words. Let's do it right now in front of Auntie Sally, you know?
The oddest one I heard at a wedding was Every Breath You Take. I was like, that's about stalking someone. Was that how you guys met? That's really weird. Sting. Yeah. Oh.
Here's a song that tells a story. It's a story of our love.
From a distance.
Stalking each other. Imagine that if you were... Forget about it. All right. What else have we got? Is it Eaten by Zombies? We've done that. We've done Zombies. We've done Zombicide. We've done Zombie Dice. And I think Thoroughly as well.
Yeah.
I think anybody that's been listening to this would know those games inside and out.
Many a zombie game.
There's heaps more, though. It's like, I think we probably need to revisit zombies at some stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can definitely do it in the future. Many.
Yeah, there are a lot. And there are some new ones coming out, too.
Tell us all about them.
Yeah, what's coming
Dark, out? Darker, Darkest is another zombie, but it's kind of the Herbert West zombie story.
Sounds so like they couldn't decide on the title, and there was three people working on the game.
Dark.
And they went, screw it, let's just go.
Darker.
Well, that's by the
darkest,
same guy that did Panic Station.
Do them all.
Oh, really?
David Osluis. Right. So that's coming out. I think it might even be nearly here.
Does it come in a tin?
I do like that. I love the tin.
Sure. I love tins.
Yeah.
Takes me back to the 1950s when you could get typewriters and violin cases.
And shit.
See how we... It's been games and shit.
There you go. It's games and shit. It should be the title.
Yeah.
And there's another one coming out by Plaid Hat Games called... Dead of Winter, a crossroad game, and it's some new system that they've developed about which throws you more into that whole somebody's a traitor, we've got these objectives to complete, but we can't achieve them all. Some of us will achieve the objective and win, others won't achieve their objective and lose. Very big game and new system.
Do you know if all players know whose side they're on, or are they working sort of...
No, it's one of those hidden things. So everyone has
really?
That hidden agenda.
That.
And so that's coming sometime next year, but one to look out for, I think.
Oh, very exciting.
Next year being 2014.
Yep.
For those of you catching up to this in 2018. Because we forgot to delete it after we were horribly withdrawn after some...
Horribly murdered at the height of our fame.
Yes, that's right.
So there you go.
I think we're at the height of our fame now.
That's unfortunate.
So that's the update of what's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I like the idea of that last one. Sounds great.
Something I wanted to bring up before we move on.
Yeah.
I
hate it when someone says that. You see how it went quiet? Matt looked at you like, shit, I did something
Jesus.
Wrong. I felt that as well. I felt like...
It wasn't a mistake.
What's going on?
He regrets nothing.
Yeah.
So... Everyone's going to become a zombie after the apocalypse happens, right?
Yeah.
Like, eventually you will.
Yeah.
But there's no cure.
It's that, have you seen that cartoon where it goes, the first frame is who you think you are in the zombie apocalypse, and there's a guy on top of a car, like shooting to the crowd.
Yeah.
And then the second frame is who you actually are in the zombie apocalypse. It points to, like, random zombie, someone in the back.
The one getting shot, like, in the face. So all of us are going to become zombies, and we hope we become those noble zombies that just... Yeah. A part of a horde.
Just walk into a river and try and drown ourselves.
Yeah, hope to push down a fence or something as part of a big group.
Yeah.
I was thinking I would really hate to be the abomination one.
Really?
How? Like, that's like six of them stuck together, right? That's just... Who becomes that one?
I never like being shorter than anybody. And, you know, there's plenty of people taller than me, and I hate being around
people.
Yeah. I've got little man syndrome. I'm like 6'3", and I've got small man syndrome.
I didn't know that.
I can't be around people that are taller than me. So Abomination would sit me down to the ground. I'd just be like, you know, walking through the street going, this is cool.
Yeah. Oh, so you want to be an Abomination.
I would want to be an Abomination.
You. That's you, then.
Yeah, you could be a fatty. Yeah.
What?
You could be the fatty.
What'd you say?
Fatty.
What'd you say about me?
Fatso.
Me.
Yes. Fatty, tubby, lard ass.
Why? I don't want to be...
Aaron's not fat.
I don't want to be an abomination. I just want to be one of those regular ones. Maybe I'll be one of those ones that...
These are like your life goals. I don't want to be anything special. I just want to be a regular person.
That's me.
Regular Joe.
I want to be a regular zombie.
Working in a grocery
store. Kind of working in a grocery store-esque.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I want to be in a group. I don't want to be one of the ones that's at the front and breaks through.
No, you never want to be that.
I just want to be in the middle. Just want to do my zombie thing.
Yeah, get your paycheck.
Yeah.
Go back to your zombie family with the zombie babies.
Feed them little bits of brain from a mouth that I collected.
Yeah, like those birds that vomit
like birds that vomit into their children's mouths.
Why do birds chew up maggots and then spit it into the baby's mouth?
Because the babies can't chew them.
I know, but how much do you have to chew up a zombie? My mind just goes. Deer, how much do you have to chew up a maggot? Are they like really meaty? Or are they? I just imagine they're a squish. They're just like bags of milk.
No, but when a bird eats them, like a bag of milk.
That's where they get milk from. They get lots of maggots. Yeah. It's just squeezed maggots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what that whole squeezing udders is. The udder is full of maggots, and you squish the maggots and squirt the juice out.
That is probably the most disturbing image I've ever gotten into my head. You've done your job.
That's information, that's, Matt. We're here to inform.
We're here to educate.
That is going
to
haunt.
Egregious.
Elephant.
And ecstasy. I just came up with the eroticism. Oh, man. And we decided all this last week, Matt. You weren't here.
Yeah, yeah.
We say last week, like we're here all the time. Like, yeah. We bang out podcasts so regularly. It was like last week. It was like 4 weeks ago.
Truth be told, they never leave this room.
Yeah, well, no, we live in here.
It smells like zombies at the moment.
Well, we have endless supplies. And we have endless supplies of like chips, Mars bars, and...
We're drinking Red Bull and eating Cheetos.
I'm on caffeine-induced Mountain Dew.
Caffeine-energized.
Energized. E, there's an E word.
Mountain Dew. Energized.
This podcast is energized.
By Mountain Dew. Oh, no, it's not actually energized Mountain Dew. That would be really
It's
awkward.
Energized by Good Game St. James, our sponsor.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a sponsor.
We've reached the halfway in the podcast, so Good Game St. James, hello.
Yeah,
you are
hello.
Our sponsor. This is us mentioning you.
Zombie versus Human Magic Challenge. That's what we did today. This was huge. Magic.
Went badly for me.
Okay, now... I was sitting in the store the other day. There was a huge pile of magic cards. It was part of a collection, and a lot of them were just the junk cards. I was told.
told? Who?
By the store owner, Dave.
This unqualified person.
Yeah, and I was looking at them and going, these cards are amazing. Now, I know, like I mentioned earlier, if I like the look of something, like a magic card, that's a very attractive piece of artwork. Then that makes a very good magic card.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I need to have that in my deck.
You're not interested in the abilities or what it can do for you. No, you just like
it's all numbers and words.
You're a
I worry about that later on. When I'm getting horribly beaten, then I'm upset because I didn't choose a really hardcore deck. Mm-hmm. And
or
all
even
my cards
read
look
the
pretty.
Card.
Yeah, well, that's what the game's for. Read your card.
When you have a card that crushes your opponent and looks good at the same time, that's a pinnacle of magic.
So there's this huge pile of beauty in front of me. Like Grave Crawler.
Oh.
I was just like, how can that not be a good card? Mm. You know, Zombie Apocalypse.
Oh.
They're always great cards. And they're all just junk cards. Mm. And because it's like from the Innistrad block, aren't they? So most of the, I had a few M12s in there.
Yeah, the Pharaoh, Vengeful Pharaohs from M12.
Yeah, I've got the deck here, so like, flick through it as we're going through. So I thought, man, I've got to build a zombie deck. And I said, what deck should Aaron build? And Dave immediately suggested a human deck.
Oh, yeah.
Which was great because I won both games with my... what was the card that got rid of... just got killed all of... was Zombie Apocalypse.
Yeah, there's a card that called Zombie Apocalypse. Return all zombie creatures from your graveyard to play tapped and then destroy all humans.
Woohoo!
And I had...
Instant win!
I had literally no way to do anything about that. All of my creatures were human, as David stipulated.
Yeah!
And so I lost when he played the Zombie Apocalypse.
So that's how it went out. We played humans versus zombies. I built a zombie deck out of the junk cards. The only rule was that the the card had to have zombie on it. Aaron built a deck, had to have human on each card.
Yep.
And yeah, we played off and the zombies just destroyed, didn't they? Because they're so much fun to play with.
They were really good.
I came into Magic a bit late. I started Magic probably at the end, like about M13 of time. Just, so I got Avacyn Restore. But yeah, I missed out on all of the zombies and vampires.
It was
and
fantastic.
And I loved the last.
The whole block was really well done. Got the full horror theme just pasted everywhere. It was really, really good. And there's some amazing... I did my top 10 zombies list for today, and a majority of them were from Innistrad block.
Fantastic.
Sounds like a segue.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost.
Almost. Oh, almost. We're going to talk about the challenge first.
Yeah, the challenge.
Have you played any Magic, Matt?
I play a bit of Magic, very badly. I looked at the zombie challenge, and I thought, what can I do out
you
of the Theros? What can I do out of Theros in M14? And
For zombies?
For zombies. And the cards I had, the answer was not very much.
Yeah,
the returned phalanx?
Yeah, the zombie centaur.
Zombie centaur guy.
What was that guy?
There was the Minotaur Abomination.
Oh, he's a zombie. Yeah. Zombie Minotaur.
Yeah, they've really... I think they've just like let it go a little bit, haven't they, to move away from that theme.
They did it quite a lot in that set.
Yeah, so I use a few of those cards just as filler. But we put them in some nice sleeves, put them in a nice deck box.
They're just very pretty.
Yeah, they're cool.
We'll award this to someone who... Well, actually, this is the prize.
Yeah.
This zombie deck, which was sort of half slagging off, but it actually got some... It's very fun. It's got like a whole bunch of Geralt's Messenger in there, Gravecrawler.
Yeah. Very powerful standard cards.
Which are the good ones in there?
Gravecrawler and Geralt's Messenger both saw a lot of play in standard. They were just a lot of fun and a lot of combo decks as well. And then most of the other ones are, like good removal spells, destroying non-werewolf, non-vampire, non-zombie creatures.
That's the one with a ridiculous amount of blood on it.
Yeah,
it's
like more
Victim of the Night.
Victim of the Night, yeah.
And then some other ones that I played a lot in the draft format because they were just a lot of fun. Unbreathing Horde. And the card that really, I think, did the most work against me, even before the apocalypse happened, was Endless Ranks of the Dead.
Yeah,
which has got this amazing artwork of the zombies clawing on a stained glass window. Oh, it's just
And
awesome.
There's a whole bunch of foils in there as well.
Yeah.
So, like foil rares, foil mythic rares, I think.
Yeah.
The cool thing about the zombie cards I like is that they play like zombies.
Yeah.
Like Gravecrawler, you just keep attacking. He dies, you can cast him from your grave for
you
one.
Can't block. The artwork, he's got no legs, so he's just always clawing
and
his way.
And why is he paving? I don't understand. There's like
he's on paving.
Yeah, like there's a few pavers that are loose and he's just like putting them in.
I thought he was gripping them for stability.
There's a few that are out.
Because he's very strong.
Or if he's a Gravecrawler, what grave is just paved over like that? Anyway, it asks too many questions than it answers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they just keep on coming, don't they?
They're
great.
They do.
Like Geralt's Messenger, you kill him, he just comes back and he's tougher.
Yeah.
And he's going to hurt you when he comes in.
Yeah. Endless Ranks of the Dead is put, count the, at the beginning of your upkeep, which is the start of your turn, count the amount of zombies you have, put half that many zombie tokens into play. But they count the next time you do it. And I was attacking with my humans and David would block with some. And so I'd thin the ranks of the zombies, but they're just constantly coming. And I had no way of interacting with the enchantment that was making them.
Because if you've got quite a lot of zombies, could you just like, you could almost, if your life total was reasonably high, you just go, right, I'm just going to absorb that hit and not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the next round, I'm just going to, you know, just like double, increase by a third, all my zombies, and then start attacking.
Yeah.
You've got loads because you could, if you thin yourself out too much,
it gives you time to stabilize and everything. So
it's
really, really powerful.
A very important hallmark of the zombie horde is that they keep coming. You know, much like the Mongols of old.
what was that card? There's a card in here. If I can find it quickly. It's the one, you know, where you just put counters on it.
Oh, yeah, there's a card called Unbreathing Horde, which comes into play with +1/+1 counters equal to the amount of other zombies you control and zombies in your graveyard. So it gets buffed up from all the other ones you play. And if it is dealt any damage, whether a creature blocks or attacks it or you try and deal some damage to it with a thing, you prevent that damage and just remove +1/+1 counter from it. So it's actually like a horde.
Plays like a horde.
Yeah.
It's so cool. I love it when they get the, you know, like the flavor of the cards right and the cards actually play. I mean, if you've got a graveyard, it's called a graveyard.
Yeah, exactly.
So creatures are going into your graveyard and coming back out. That's what zombies should be doing. So, just destroyed. Actually, I played it against my son's green black deck, which is most, it's, I think that's more modern now. It's more like an M13-y kind of.
Oh, it's just,
so it's full of Thragtusk and stuff. You know, like really, God, yeah. Like the cards of the day. Mm-hmm. And I had struggled against that with decks that I'd constructed with the intent of being a really good deck, like a Boros, like super aggro deck.
Yeah.
He just creamed it. Like, yeah. It was just like it was dead, you know.
Thragtusk will do that.
Yeah, and, you know, Primordial Hydra would come out, and I just, you know, it was like, just used to struggle with that, unless I just put in a card just to remove creature. Zombies, no, not a problem. You know, just like...
Ran him over with zombies?
Yeah, I just ran over him. Yeah. Like
it's got that really late game inevitability, and so the deck plays a lot like the zombies would, and I think they just hit the nail on the head.
Well, you'd think that Boros deck would work then, wouldn't you? You'd think that super aggro deck. Mm. I mean, granted, I probably didn't build a great deck, but it was still aggro, you know, it was still... There's strong one drop, strong two drops, and you're hitting them.
But you run out of gas.
Yeah.
So you play a 1 and a 2 and a 3, you attack and they do some blocking and stuff. The zombie deck's just going to keep playing the Gravecrawler from the graveyard over and over again. It's going to make more guys with the Endless Ranks of the Dead.
So, David, you're saying the only way you were able to beat your son was by unleashing a horde of zombies on him.
Yeah.
That's understandable. Correct. Yeah. I think we've all experienced that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's it is as a parent, you just got to teach them, you know, the hard lessons.
Right.
And sometimes you need a zombie apocalypse to put them in their place.
So this zombie deck will be the prize for our Twitter competition?
Yeah, which is coming up later on. We'll read out all of the tweets that we've received.
All of them. Every single one. Get
excited. If you've tweeted the show, you're about to get read out.
We're going to read it.
We're going to read it. We'll get Matt to read it.
Oh, we'll get Matt to read it.
Oh, maybe we can do that round robin thing where...
That sounds good.
I don't think we've got more than... I don't think we've got three.
Do the big round robin thing. Oh, nah, that's it. Done.
Yeah. Aaron's top 10.
Oh, that was better.
That was a throw.
That was a throw. Okay, I have a top 10 list today. Magic the Gathering is a game that I play quite a bit. Also has a very strong zombie theme. We were talking about that in the Innistrad block. So what I have today are my top 10 zombie cards from Magic the Gathering.
Is this in order of likingness?
This is in order of just how much I like them, how much I think they represent zombies as a franchise.
Yeah.
And
as friends.
And as friends, really.
Friends.
I've enjoyed each one of these. And the number one...
Oh, it does.
Little spoiler.
Don't start at number one.
Oh, no, I'm just going to say
start at 10.
Do a little tease about number one.
Okay.
Everyone is very interested to know. Little tease about number one.
Yeah.
I actually keep a copy of this card in my wallet at all times.
Ooh.
Because of a weird bet that I had with an American guy that I played at a tournament once.
Oh,
anyway.
Do people
10.
Look in your wallet and go, she's beautiful, Aaron.
She's lovely. Yeah. All these faces of the undead.
Number 10.
Number 10. What? One more? You want to do one more? Yeah, cool. Number 10, Mindless Null.
Right, I don't know that one.
Oh, okay. Where's Mindless that from? I'll tell you. I've got the stats for all of them here.
Yeah.
When I started playing Magic the Gathering...
You've got a skill. I know you're busting to tell your skill before further.
No.
What's your skill? What's your special skill?
What's my special skill?
Yeah.
In what?
Magic cards.
In Magic cards.
There are how many Magic cards out at them now?
Oh, I don't know. But, 2000, something like that.
And you know standard? Every single one,
every
don't you?
Single one.
And the flavor text?
No, not the flavor text.
Wow, that's impressive.
It is.
I'm impressed.
Hey, I know most of the ones from the last 6 years. You could probably just say a random one and I would know exactly what it was.
Yeah,
and
wow.
What it does.
We don't go to stretch back that fast. I don't think I could come up with anything too impressive.
That just comes from playing a fair amount. I don't know. I'm not sure.
They're all in there, though.
I barely remember that we were recording the podcast today, so I'm not sure how my brain works.
However, in that sense. If we came up with like the 783rd card published ago, you'd be like, yeah,
snap
does this.
No, I don't know.
That sounds like a tweet competition.
Yeah,
just try and test Aaron's knowledge.
Yeah, well, we just look it up before the podcast.
Yeah, but so before the podcast, I'll just rally him off to me like a machine gun, like a Tommy gun in a violin case.
But you get the tweets as well. So
you get the tweets?
Yeah, so you would know already ahead of time.
I like that, like a Thompson typewriter. Just fly names at him and he's got to give you the description.
Yeah, give you the parent toughness and what they do.
Yeah, we could play. You know how they used to do the news tunes like back in the day? And you used to have... and it'd be like, dun, 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 dun. And then we'd play an intro like that, and someone would just start yelling, Snapcast the Mage, and you'd go like, oh, that's a, you know, yeah. And just start rattling off all of the...
So 2-1 for Wonder Blue when it answers about
call
the
call in now to test Aaron's abilities.
Yeah, we don't have a phone,
let's just listen for the phone to ring.
Boy, that MacBook's loud. Maybe Aaron's next time. Top 10.
Number 10. When I started playing Magic, I was like, oh, there's every card is good in a draft. This card was not good. This card is...
it's coming at number 10.
Yeah, number 10.
Favorite card.
But it teaches you about zombies. It teaches you... Zombies are pretty dumb. I'll just read this to you.
Yeah, go on.
Costs 2 and a black, so converted mana costs 3.
Yeah.
Picture it in your mind.
Yeah, I've got that.
Stats.
2 and a little skull.
Stats here. It's a 2-2. It's got 2 power, 2 toughness. You'd think that's okay. That's middle of the curve.
3 for 2-2.
Okay. Oh, what are you going to do?
There's always going to be a card better.
And
unless we have something else.
It has some text.
Hey, here we go.
It can't block unless you control a vampire.
So you've got a zombie and a vampire deck.
Yeah, so it's just...
So it's encouraging you to blend...
To blend them.
Yeah.
But when you blend them, you get the upside of it being able to block... That's all it does.
Wow.
So it has a downside.
Unlike all those other creatures that, they can block as well for nothing.
For nothing, for free. Right. This one has a stipulation on a 2-2 for 3 mana. And I didn't understand. I couldn't wrap my head around. I was like, what are they trying to do here? This
so
is
now
really
I'm
interesting.
Having to put vampires into my deck just to accommodate this card, which is shit anyway.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, so that's number 10.
That was number 10. That was just teaching you how dumb zombies can be sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, number 9, branching off the black zombies into the green zombies. I've got number 9
ghoul
is...
Ghoul Tree.
Oh, you knew it.
Hey!
Ghoul Tree.
Wait for you.
It is a zombie tree folk. It's huge. 9 mana for a 10-10, but it costs 1 less for each creature in your graveyard. So it's a tree that is a zombie...
I've got one right here.
It's 8 mana. It's 8 mana. 7 and a green.
Oh, you just undid yourself. We talked you up.
Call in now. Ghoul Tree.
Costs 1 less for each creature in your graveyard, so you throw your little zombies at their face and then load up your graveyard and then cast this for 4 or 5 mana, and it's a 10-10. What are they going to do about that?
One of the first cards, I think, when I started playing, and you saw 10-10. And I'm just going to kill with that card because it does 10.
It's 10 damage.
Yeah, and it's rare, which must mean it's good. You know, that's that sort of early player thinking.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And then I Doomblade it and you're very sad.
Yeah, that's it. It's got nothing. And it doesn't have trample, which is comes later, doesn't it, when you've got your big creatures. And
oh, yeah.
You just chump with a 1-1 and you just go...
I like that now that we're on Theros and there's gods and that sort of thing, you've got like a 5-5 god, Thassa, god of the sea. Mm. 2 of them only just as big as a ghoul tree. I don't understand how that happens. It's 2 5-5s. That's got to fight together to take down the ghoul tree.
Yeah.
It's a big tree. Oh, I'm a
to
god.
To take down a god.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it? The sequoias?
Sequoias, yeah. Big
it's a zombie sequoia.
Zombie sequoia.
It's got to be.
That's going to be my new nickname.
Zombie sequoia.
Yeah.
Good name for a band.
Oh, it's zombie sequoia.
I'm going to say that about a million times. I love things when I hear it and I go, it's a good name for a band, good name for an album.
Number 8, also a good name for a band, Badass.
Badass. Really?
The name of the card is
Badass. This is going to be like Unhinged or something like that?
I just saw the description.
Yeah. Unhinged.
Yeah.
Donkey Zombie.
Yeah. puns.
2 and a black for a 3.5 power.
3.5.
/ 1.
Oh, man.
Yep. So it's a 3.5 1.
Right.
Badass. Donkey Zombie. And it has another ability, 1 and a black, and you growl, like you make a growling noise.
Oh, that's a stipulation of
so you got
to activate this ability.
Pay the cost to be able to activate the ability, pay 1 and a black from your mana, growl, you can regenerate the badass.
Is that any particular sort of growl, or is it a zombie?
I think it would have to be.
A donkey growl.
Oh, a donkey growl?
A zombie donkey growl.
Zonky.
A zongy growl.
How does that go? Hang on. I'll try. I can try.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Oh.
That's not bad.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I was just going to go for that.
I was just going to say...
Oh, you've got to have the E. It's a donkey after all.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I was going to keep quiet and have some sort of dignity left by the time I finish this.
Screw you, David.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get through this. That's
Maybe his donkey throat got ripped out by a another zombie.
Badass. And then he turned.
And then he turned. Now he can't growl like all the other donkeys. That was number eight.
Number seven.
Played this one quite a bit in Commander multiplayer formats. Fleshbag Marauder. Have you seen the artwork for this?
No. Have you got it there?
It looks like a bag of flesh. It's literally a bag of flesh with a face carrying a stick. And he's just like, when he comes down, he's a 3-1 for 2 and a black, I think from Shards of Alara. When it enters the battlefield, each player sacrifices a creature. If he's your only creature, you have to sacrifice him, but everyone else is put in this awkward position where they have to...
So everyone falls into a bag of flesh and it just gets absorbed.
I'm not sure what he's doing to make them sacrifice, but seriously, the artwork is very funny.
What was it called again?
Fleshbag Marauder.
Fleshbag Marauder. Matt's looking this up on the...
I got to see this one.
You guys are going to enjoy this. It's a zombie warrior. So, yeah, it's a 3-1. It's really good in Commander because people have a lot of very powerful threats, and you just play the silly 3-1. They have everyone has to sacrifice one. It's really great. Oh, there it is.
I have found it. The Fleshbag Marauder. It does. It looks like something from that movie, High Society.
Really?
High Society?
Isn't that got Audrey Hepburn in it or something like that?
No, different. No.
Different High Society?
No.
It was one of... There were these...
is it like High Society, some sort of like frat party,
the rich feeding off the poor, and they invite all these people to their parties to have some sort of orgy sacrifice type thing where they would just consume them.
Oh,
and
weird.
What that card looks exactly like one of the characters off that.
So he's got a little grumpy looking face in the middle of just like a pound of flesh.
Even his scythe is kind of fleshy.
Yeah, and like he's got little hands that are holding like
little
weird
hands are creepy, aren't they?
Little hands.
Yeah.
Little hand.
Little hands. That's a psychological Freudian experiment, I think. So
that's the Fleshbag Marauder.
God, he's ugly. But it's only when he enters the battlefield, though.
Yeah.
When Fleshbag Marauder comes into play.
He's much more handsome.
He's much more handsome when he sticks around for a bit.
And zombies, I don't know about them back in those releases, but you get a lot of bounce, don't you? So you got like some.
Yeah, you could return him to your hand, make everyone sacrifice a creature again. Yeah, that's good. Number six is not a zombie itself, but helps you cast your zombies. It's Rooftop Storm. Have you guys seen this one?
Oh, yeah. Who did the artwork for that?
Oh, I don't know the artist of that one. That's from Innistrad or Dark Ascension. I can't remember.
Yeah,
I remember being very disappointed
that.
Opening this in packs because it's useless.
Really? Oh, really?
Unless it's in a very, very focused deck.
See, I think if I remember correctly, artwork for this is kind of nice. And that's why I remember it.
Well, I found it. How about that? I opened it up and actually it was right there. Rooftop Storm.
So
who did that?
You want to read that one out, Matt?
You may pay zero rather than pay the mana cost for the zombie creature spells you cast.
So you don't have to pay.
John Stanko was the artist.
Oh, that's not someone I usually go to. Yeah, so, okay. It's rooftop. That's a very,
That could be any rooftop. Scientist.
Yeah,
yeah.
Could it? I'd love to have a house that looked like that.
Oh, this was something I wanted to bring up before. You were saying the origin of the zombie was in this Haitian thing. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein wasn't really a zombie, was he? He was like a...
No, he was... It's more like what he was put together from pieces. Is it like a reanimated bits and bobs,
reanimated
really?
Person.
It's a different...
Zombie-esque, but not a zombie, right? Yeah, he was
That's
put together...
The same way that the Reanimator series, they deliberately left off zombie movie lists because he was creating life, living beings.
Yeah, it's not some sort of there's some sort of magical speculative twist in it that makes them reanimate of their own accord. It's someone's actually like, you know, Dr. Frankenstein has done something and thought it out, and he's the brains behind the
Something interesting they did in Innistrad the block was that they wanted each of the tribes, werewolves, vampires, zombies, humans, to be spread over two colors. And they never put zombies in blue, apart from a very old card called Drowned, which is just a blue zombie.
The blue crops up quite a bit, doesn't it?
But blue, they did it.
I think
so. They said
Grimgrin?
Grimgrin, yeah. So Grimgrin is a blue-black mythic from this set.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't untap during your untap step, and you can sacrifice a creature to untap him and make him more powerful. Then when he attacks, you destroy a creature that they control, and he gets even more powerful. But you've got to keep feeding him your own creatures.
Yeah.
Something very interesting. You can pay zero with Rooftop Storm and Grimgrin. Pay zero if your creatures make him and just kill all their creatures every time he attacks. Very powerful.
Or like I was saying, like when we with Gravecrawler, is he can be in your graveyard. You can just cast him back for one and then sack him.
So it's kind of an infinite. I think you can just do that as many times as you want and make it a 50-50 and then kill him. Yeah.
So blues float around because in that Return Phalanx is. It's got a
blue activation cost. Yeah.
So it floats around in the zombie world.
Yeah. Like I said, most of the ones on this list I knew off the top of my head from Innistrad block because they did some very good designs, like Rooftop Storm's obviously a Dr. Frankenstein's monster.
And you said it was rubbish.
Sort of thing. It's not very good in decks. It costs six mana before you can even start casting stuff for free.
Right. Yeah.
By then you may as well have just cast the thing.
Then you probably got six mana out and you can cost most, afford most things.
Yeah. Number five is an old card from Legends called Boris Devilboon.
Tell us a story.
Boris Devilboon went to the market.
Is that Boris, like IS?
Boris, as in from Russia. His name is Boris.
They have
Boris.
Yeah.
My name is Boris Devilboon.
They have a lot of vodka there and hot women.
And sometimes the older women, not so hot.
Not so, in the 80s.
Have we talked about this before? Oh, no. Never.
I don't recognize any of you people.
Boris Devilboon is 3 black-red for a legendary creature, zombie wizard.
Red, little
red zombie.
Wow.
And he has pay 2 black-red, so 4 altogether, tap him, put a 1/1 black and red demon creature named Minor Demon onto the battlefield.
Named Mike.
Mike the Freddy. Demon.
Yeah.
So he's a zombie that makes little demons. I just thought he was hilarious because his artwork is also very funny. It's just like,
I'm going to make demons.
I'm going to make a little demon.
You'd expect him to make little zombies, wouldn't you?
Yeah, make little zombielings, whatever you call tiny zombies. But Boris Devilboon, a very funny card, makes little demons. He's a 2/2, so he doesn't attack or block very well. Number 4, another Dark Ascension. Card Black Cat. It's a zombie cat.
Zombie cat.
Yeah. I have one of these in foil. Its eyes are very shiny.
It's cool, isn't it, when they like that?
Very cool. Yeah.
Good foils work out really well.
Mm. When it dies, it's just a 1/1 for 1 and a black mana. When it dies, target opponent discards a card at random. And so you can just get the big bomb out of their hand, or you could just get a land.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter very much. But I thought a zombie cat was pretty awesome.
How much does it cost to get out?
Just two mana, so, 1 and a black mana.
The idea of a zombie cat, that scares me.
That scares the shit out of me.
A zombie
that's
cat.
Pretty freaky, isn't
cats
it?
On their own are just pricks. But a zombie cat, prick.
There's like Pet Sematary. There was like a cat knocking around in the movie for that, wasn't it? That was really gnarly or something.
What's Pet Sematary?
That Stephen King movie.
Stephen King book.
And Eddie Furlong.
Was he in it?
I think so.
Oh.
I could be wrong.
We should probably check
it. It was either him or Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, it wasn't Macaulay Culkin.
No, Macaulay Culkin and Pet Sematary.
No.
It seems odd.
They had that big guy that it was...
Did
you know,
he die?
Which
Macaulay
one?
Culkin?
Oh, I didn't
Is
know
he dead?
That. No, that was Nelson Mandela.
Oh, sorry. Mistake.
You always get those two mistakes.
Yeah. Both slept with Michael Jackson. Oh, it's too early.
Hang on, really?
Oh,
did they?
No.
Did Nelson Mandela sleep with... Oh.
We might need to blur that one out.
Yeah.
Nasty.
There comes the band rating. not to be listened to by anyone.
Oh, Jesus.
Number three. Zombie, I might add.
First zombie, yeah. Number three. This is interchangeable, I think, with Endless Ranks of the Dead, which we all have already talked about. But I think this one is very, very good. Number three is Army of the Damned.
Army of the Damned. I'm sure that one's in
that was in the deck. Yeah. You never got enough mana to cast this. 8 mana, 5 black. Very difficult to cast. Army of the Damned says, put 13... 2/2 black zombie creature tokens onto the battlefield.
And don't you, 13.
Yeah. 26 power and toughness onto the battlefield. Army of the Damned is pretty ridiculous. And then, in case that 13 2/2s was not enough, it has flashback, which means that you can cast it from your graveyard again.
When you get to 10 mana.
Does the same effect. 7 black. Put 13 2/2 black zombie creature tokens onto the battlefield.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
It just seems impossible. It seems like it's got a built-in redundancy, because if you wait until you've got 10 mana and you're playing with this, you'd have a zillion zombies. So surely the person on the other side of the table
is
to get
dead
some sort of
then.
Stalemate to make you get to that point.
Or your opponent's gained an inordinate amount of life.
Yeah.
And that wasn't enough.
Is that
you
usually
make
how,
another?
Would that be how people would keep up with the late game zombie deck?
Oh, I think if someone played this against me, I would just go destroy all creatures. Yeah. And they'll be like, ah, I have to flash it back now.
Yeah.
And then make another 13 and they'll be like, yeah, you got me. Well
but
done.
You got oh, I suppose. And yeah. Is that if you've got endless ranks of the dead going, you're still killing everything out there anyway.
I particularly like the flavor text. Sometimes death comes knocking. Sometimes it tears down the walls.
Ooh, yeah.
That is a movie line. That is a poster, the movie poster.
And the artwork is awesome as well. It's not like a big shambling horde of zombies. It's the zombies, that army of the damned, getting in your house, poking in through the floorboards, poking in through the windows and stuff.
Yeah,
you can see the little hands crawling over the thing.
And then poking you.
And then poking you violently to death with their teeth.
Yeah, and they've like, and the, whoever's in the house that they're trying to get to, he's got that little chest that they've shoved against the door. That'll do it. That'll stop them. Yeah.
That'll stop the zombie horde.
Meanwhile, endless ranks of the dead, they're just throwing up stained glass window. That stops anything.
Yeah, you're safe.
It's got lead in it.
It's got
lead.
That's
a metal.
Zombies can't get through metal.
Nah, forget about it.
Yeah. So that's number three. Also, probably a number three, endless ranks of the dead in there as well. Just that feeling of a big horde just kind of.
So you got
constantly...
two cards in number three.
Yeah.
Well, wait, why not?
Yeah.
Aaron's top 11.
Number two.
I
think one
I'm
of the
excited now. What was the thing about number one?
Number one is I keep a copy of it in my wallet.
In your wallet
at all times.
All right, that's coming up next, right after number two.
Yeah. Number two, one of the best zombie designs I think they've ever done. Really gets the futileness of what you're trying to do. Every time you kill it, it comes back. It's Gravecrawler.
Gravecrawler.
I think it's just amazing. He's
the
awesome.
Poster child for this.
Poster child for zombies. Poster child.
And this episode, I think, is...
he actually was. He was on our poster website. He's amazing. He can't block.
He can
but
pave.
He can pave. He's a great paver. Look at that artwork. Look at him pave.
Yeah. He's got no legs. He should be at home on disability pension, but he's out.
He's
still
working.
Got a job. He's got a paving job.
Oh, they must have just done a spelling mistake. He's Pavecrawler.
Pavecrawler.
My mistake.
Yeah, because there's no grave around.
What is he paving?
What's he doing? Like there's a few bricks there.
He's replacing the bricks.
Ah, don't interrupt my work.
Yeah. What a guy.
That's obviously what he did before he became a zombie. And you know, they talk about that lingering memory of what he used to do. And I guess he was a paver.
I think it all comes down to flavor text again. This is Liliana Vessas talking. When she says, Innistrad's ghoul callers, she calls them ghoul callers.
Sure.
Innistrad's ghoul callers are talented enough, but let me show you what someone with real power can create. And then it would go on. What she's saying is a nice paved area.
A nice, evenly paved area.
A patio.
Yeah. Liliana Vesson, Better Homes and Gardens. Killing demons, paving gardens.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Number one. The best zombie card, in my opinion,
of
all time.
In your wallet, staring back at you.
In my wallet.
Every time you're forking out cash for
every
something.
Every time I get out my boost juice card,
yeah,
out falls zombie apocalypse. Three zombie black,
gasp.
Return all zombie creatures from your graveyard to play tapped, then destroy all humans. It's awesome. It's got awesome artwork, and it's just really flavorful. I've been destroyed by this card many times by David today.
Yeah.
And the reason I keep a copy of it in my wallet is I thought my draft deck was very good. It was humans, it was green-white, it was aggressive, had lots of equipment.
This was in America.
No, this was here.
Okay.
Met an American guy.
Yeah.
And we played in the final, and he's like, I've got a surprise for you in this deck. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like beating down with my humans, getting him to really low health. Number four, kill some zombies and stuff. I was like, yeah, cool. I'm in a really good position. I'm going to win. And he's like, zombie apocalypse. Destroyed every single one of my creatures, brought his entire team back to play from his graveyard. And I just got crushed by it. And I was like, man, that's pretty unlucky. I'm going to do it again. Game two. Oh, yeah, get in there with my humans, do some damage. Yeah, he's on like three. Zombie apocalypse. Yeah, brought all his zombies back to play, crushed me. He's like, you're going to remember this forever. You're going to keep this with you as a token of being destroyed by zombie apocalypse.
And he did.
Is a truly nasty card.
Yeah. It's brutal if you're playing a human deck because it just punches a massive hole and you just come waltzing over. Yeah. And you've got everyone that they've killed the whole game long if you're playing a zombie deck.
How are you going to recover from the zombie apocalypse?
It's only six. How indeed?
Six mana. Yeah, it's great. Follow that up with an Army of the Damned.
I mean, and they've got the, you know, yeah, I know, that's it. You're playing this. When are you going to see Army of the Damned? You know, it's like,
I'll tell you what. Once you've had your zombie apocalypse and then the Army of the Damned have come down, you're going to need that pave crawler. You're going to need that pave crawler to put all those pavers back in place.
Yeah, after they emerge out of the ground, you need someone to keep it clean.
So that's why they're in your deck, to repave the way.
The world which you've destroyed.
Or maybe the ghoul tree like wrecked your paving and now you've got to fix it up.
You look at the zombie apocalypse, there's an abomination right in the middle of that crowd.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah, he's there.
Where is he?
He's there. He's standing there.
Oh, look at him at the back. That's you.
He's got an axe or something. That's you, that's Dave. Me just looking out.
That's me in the middle, just biding my time.
Now, you'd be hanging out the back. You remember we said we were hanging out the back, staying out of trouble? You don't want to be up the front.
Making a Zomcast.
Okay, Matt, you have a story for us.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Is that too blatant?
Yeah, it's going to preface the talk, a little bit of a discussion about zombie movies and the genre, zombie genre. A movie called Dead Snow.
Ah, I saw this the other day.
It's been touted in here, this list that I've got, which is...
I should like to correct that. I didn't see the movie. I saw it on a YouTube grab of like the top.
I've never actually seen the movie either.
Right.
But however, it's touted as being the best Nazi zombie movie ever made.
Huge genre.
And there are only two others apparently, but this one is
prequel.
Oh,
prequel
the best.
And sequel?
This is the best one.
This is apparently the best one. Number one is another, one of the others is called the... Outpost? No, is it the Outpost? The Bunker.
Oh, yeah, it's a number, isn't
it? Or the Bunker.
Yeah.
It was set in World War II, Nazi zombies haunting a bunker, something like that. But the one I want to talk about...
What was that?
I have no idea.
I think my phone buzzed on the chat. I'm sorry.
Right.
I was like, oh!
Phone buzzed. The one I want to talk about is what I commonly refer to as underwater Nazi zombie pirates.
Underwater zombie.
Nazi zombie pirates. The best Nazi zombie movie ever made. Or so I thought. At least I thought it was called Underwater Nazi Zombie Pirates. I spent years after seeing this. It came out in the 70s, 77.
That's when all the great movies were made.
So I was, been born.
Star Wars came out around then.
Yeah,
Star Wars. Oh, sorry.
Aliens was around the
I was negative 20.
It was a very good year. I was there at my birth.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
me too.
So you were there. I thought you looked familiar.
Yeah. In spirit form.
So, yeah, Underwater Nazi Zombie Pirates. And when I first saw this back in, 5 or 6 years ago, it was on Foxtel.
Matt's struggling
with the
maths.
That was all that was there.
It's 2013 now. Sorry, 5 or 6 years ago. It was back
five
in...
5 or 6 years ago.
Whatever.
5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, I was
fuck it.
It's too late for maths. I was watching Foxtel, and the name of this movie came up. And the movie's name was Underwater Nazi Zombie Pirates. I thought, this is just the shit. This is combining all of my favorite things.
This is all of the Christmases at
We've
once.
We've got... underwater theme.
Yeah, I love underwater.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
All about the underwater.
Deep blue ocean.
Nazis.
Always.
Everybody likes
rich.
To hate the Nazis.
Everybody loves to shoot
a
Nazi.
You want to kill as a Nazi, yeah.
Zombies. Our very theme for the evening.
Yeah, we've covered that. We love them.
And pirates.
Pirates.
If they mixed any of those four into just a two.
Underwater pirates.
Underwater pirates.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Underwater
zombies.
Nazis. Not just submarines. Underwater zombies. That's pretty interesting.
Any of it.
Nazi.
It's all good.
Zombies. Zombie pirates. Any of those things.
Nazi pirates. Nazi sky pirates. Even.
Oh, man. Any of those things by themselves. Just two of them would be interesting. They got four. They got four in one movie.
Awesome, Matt. Thanks for the tip. Let's go home and watch it.
I proceeded to think that this was the name of the movie. And I searched online. I went to video stores. I'm looking for a movie called Underwater Nazi Zombie Pirates.
Who's this dickhead?
Nah, I never heard that one. Come on. Underwater Nazi
Look
Zombie
at your
Pirates.
Computer,
it's
man.
It's got that guy in it who was in the Hammer films.
Billy Zane.
You know? Well, no.
Nobody knows who's John Travolta.
Oh, that guy.
That guy. You know, it could either
Max
be...
Max von Sydow.
Steve McQueen. From. Christopher Lee.
Christopher
Lee's in it.
Well, no. But I've got three to choose from. It was Christopher Lee, or it was...
Gandalf.
Ian McKellen. Ian McKellen wasn't a Hammer.
Rolf
Hammer
Harris.
Who's that?
Just guy, old guys.
Peter Cushing.
Peter Cushing. Yeah.
And then
He was in the Hammer movies.
Vincent Price.
Yeah.
So one of those three I had to choose from. And I could.
The Midnight.
Which one was it? It was Peter Cushing. And the movie was in fact called Shockwaves.
Close.
Oh.
How close was that?
Very
underwater
close.
Nazi zombie pirates, and I was looking for Shockwaves.
But how did you get?
Did
how did
Foxtel
you know,
just list it wrong?
I have no idea, and I didn't write a letter to complain.
But how did you know that you found the right movie? Because did you just give up and go? Oh,
the
that's
plot close. Synopsis on the back is like underwater Nazi zombie pirates.
Oh, Home Alone 2. That close.
I got
enough.
Wise. I got wise.
That's the one.
I started Googling.
Yeah,
those. Are we allowed to say Google? We've already said.
Oh yeah. If they sue us, I think we'll probably get more publicity.
Always use Google when you're searching for something, unless you want to use another search engine.
Or Bing. Then use Bing doesn't have the
same thing. No, actually, never use
Bing. I bung it.
I bung
it. Past tense of Bing.
I asked Jeeves.
Oh, you don't. No, you don't. No, instead of Siri,
is that the Siri? Is that the Microsoft Siri?
Oh,
no. You've never used Ask Jeeves?
No.
Before Google became... Google.
Yeah.
I used to use a search engine called All the Web, and it was just a bad search engine with lots of ads and stuff.
Alta Vista.
Alta Vista. That was the biggest one, right? But there was also Ask Jeeves, where you just ask a butler, and the butler is the search engine.
There
was a picture of a butler,
yeah.
And when you go Ask Jeeves, the butler would be there,
yeah.
And he'd be like, what can I help you today with? And you'd be like, what is the movie that... has like
zombies.
Nazis and underwater, and he'd be like, I think it's Shockwaves, and it would be a butler saying it, so that made it cooler. So I used Ask Jeeves for
a
while.
Google to
like,
steal the code and make it into Google instead.
Well, yeah, it's probably they probably bought Ask Jeeves, honestly.
Oh, they do, don't
they? Guys, they
buy
that.
Everything now.
Mm.
That's what we should do. We should just buy everything that's successful.
Buy Google. Yeah, we should buy Google.
And just, yeah, and just change the name to something we like. Yeah. To Seven Land Hand.
Seven Land Hand.
Those guys are big. Yeah. Oh, I'll delete this bit out so no one knows.
Oh, yeah.
And then world Google. Domination.
The idea, yeah, that's it. We erase your minds by erasing the podcast. So there you go. So for years, I was looking for this movie, Underwater Nazi Zombie Pirates, and turns out it was not the movie I was looking for after all. Can you imagine my
disappointment? Been disappointed. Yeah. Shock Waves.
It was a crap name, Shock Waves. They should have stuck with mine, renamed it. Anyway.
Shock Troopers. Waves of, like, you know, is that what they're going for? I don't know.
I still like Underwater Nazi Zombie Pirates.
Yeah, it reminds me of, like, Snakes on a Plane. What's that movie about? Fucking, are you serious?
All right, so tweets. Going to tweets. Let's see who we've got. Let's go. Let's just read through them here. There's a gamer girl here called by the name of Fiona.
Oh, yeah.
She says, at Seven Land Hand, what's in your head? In your head. In your head. Zombie, zombie, zombie. Is what she said there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is that Kylie Minogue song?
No, it's Cranberries.
Oh, right.
And I'm annoyed that she posted this because, for one, for the first thing, because she said, Seven Land Hand, what's in your head, in your head, in your head? She said that three times. And I was going, it's nowhere in the song where it says that. But I think she's saying, Seven Land Hand, what's in your head? In your head, in your head.
Oh, yeah.
Zombie.
Sure.
Yeah. And so what happened was I ended up singing this song all week.
Yep.
And I'm so sick of it, hey.
Yep.
It's just been stuck in my head.
Does that mean she's going to win or she's not going to win?
I think
win?
She should be banned. I think
she should
we
be banned.
I know we've only got 8 followers, so we can't pick and choose. Can we block her straight out?
You are blocking 1/8 of our followers.
Yeah, I think it might be worth it.
Can we do that?
Maybe.
Have you heard that? Do you know that song?
I haven't heard it.
You haven't heard that song?
I haven't heard Zombie by the Cranberries.
Do you know that song, man?
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah. It was massive at the time.
Oh, really?
And you go back and look at it now, and it's just abysmal. There's this...
Do you have the lyrics printed out?
Yeah, I've got the lyrics right here.
Okay. And still dramatic reading of it.
Yeah, it's the ending which gets to you. It's the bit where, you know, by lyrics, it says, zombie, 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 hey, 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 oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 hey, oh, yeah, yeah, ah. It's the yeah, ah bit.
Yeah.
It's really nasal. It's it's an Irish band. The
Cranberries. Is that the band that goes, yeah, yeah, yeah? Like that?
Maybe.
No.
They're probably...
They probably would have done that. It's not far off.
Although
this.
I do enjoy that. Can we hear that again?
Like that? Is that closer?
One more time.
Wait.
Yeah.
That sounded more like that badass.
That badass. That zombie donkey.
Yeah. So it's... Yeah. No.
No, just don't.
No. So we'll block her.
All right, cool. Done.
Yeah. Also, I'm married to her.
Oh, that's your wife.
Yeah, that's
when
you
said a gamer girl.
Yeah. I know. I wanted to throw off the trail. She actually tweeted that when I said, tweet us. See if we're out there. See if it works. She went, all right. And I said, be clever, though.
Be clever.
Yeah. And that's what she came up with.
Was that a gun that you were pointing at her?
Yeah.
Be clever.
Biatch. I was like, yeah, that's a pop a cap in your ass from, yeah.
Oh, dear.
I had a pistol in one hand and I had, you know, GTA 5 controller in the other. Doesn't make you kill people. I don't even know what that is. Someone has, Nathaniel has favorited us.
Oh, that's lovely.
The endless ranks of the dead sure are endless. That, yeah, that was a tweet from the zombie human.
You can go onto our Twitter and have a look at a picture of our game in progress.
Yeah.
And see how I'm getting handily crushed.
Oh, no, Nathaniel's out there. He's one of our followers. Oh, high five, Nathaniel.
Yeah.
That was virtual.
Where did he come from?
Ah, he's everywhere.
You just high fived him and now he's gone.
He's ubiquitous. okay, but Chris,
yep.
Chris, this could be the winning text. Tweet.
Here we go.
You ready? Just for the pod to react to. At Seven Land Hand, is this modern? Question mark.
Is... Wow.
I'll read it to you again. Okay. At Seven Land Hand, is this modern? I'll read it. I'm screwing it. I'm selling him wrong because I'm reading it wrong because there's a question mark at the end.
I can read it. Can
at Seven Land Hand, is this modern? Yeah, that was good. Great question, Chris.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
If you want to... look at, he's got letters and stuff. He's got a
gun
doctor.
In his picture.
No, he's got like, he's got gun. Like BSAA. He could be a doctor. He could be a... Is that an army qualification?
Possibly.
Oh, boy. We're in trouble.
Oh, dear. This is modern.
Back out. Can we get some people up the front and so we can just hang out the back?
Yeah.
Maybe we should just... Whoa. Backtrack. Whoa. I think Fiona's text was really good.
Yep.
Because if she wins the zombie deck...
Oh, I see.
Win the zombie deck. Oh, I see how it is. All of this was a setup.
So, So get your tweets in. We will. Maybe we'll just get this pack, the zombie deck, and we'll roll it over till next.
Yeah, we can roll it over
because
next
it's early days. No one knows.
Giving it to your wife is...
At Seven Land Hand, she won't know what to do with it. She'll try and mop the floor with it or use it as a duster or whatever
make
it is.
Make a sandwich of it.
Yeah, I'll be eating
or that. Or even worse, she'll pass it on to your arch enemy, Travis.
Yeah, oh my God, no.
He'll use her own weapon against you.
The zombie deck you were just beating him with, he would be in control of it.
Yeah, no, we can't let
you
that.
You know that she would do that.
It's a weapon of pure evil, and if it falls into the wrong hands, yeah. Well, we want to fall into your hands. So tweet us at Seven Land Hand. That's that. We nailed that. We've got that, haven't we?
I'm pretty excited.
At the number 7 Land Hand.
At number 7 Land Hand. But
yeah, it's like an address. It's like a house address.
Yeah, it does. And that's exactly where Sven Landhand lives.
He lives in Norway. Landhand, Norway? I thought he was Russian. Oh, dear.
And quite frankly, if you've listened this far into the podcast, you deserve a prize. All right. No news off the website. No anything else we need to say. We'll be back in a fortnight with Seven Landhand Extra.
Yeah, cool.
Which will be magic-based. Magic card based because there's so much stuff going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll try and cover board games on a theme on a monthly basis.
Thanks to my co-host, Mr. David. And thanks very much to Matt for coming on the show and being our zombie expert for us. Is that your job? Did I just take your job? No, I'm allowed to.
Yeah, call me Mr. David. What the fuck is Mr. David?
Mr. David.
Sounds like I'm a child TV show host or something like that.
Hey, Mr. David.
Sitting in the corner David. Here with my teddy
zombie
bears.
Zombie dice.
Yeah, plushy zombies in the corner here.
I suppose we can close with a little bit of a plot synopsis for a movie that I know about recently. It's coming out in January 2014. It's Kate Beckinsale and Sven Ragnhund, starring 28 Last Nights of the Apocalypse. It's a harrowing tale of love in a zombie apocalypse, framed by the impressive backdrop of the Kremlin. Award winner Sven Landhand takes a break from his podcast guest appearances to star opposite Hollywood hottie Kate Beckinsale in this romantic comedy zombie thriller. So we'll see you next week, guys. Thank
you. How long did you think the outro music goes for?
Oh, you can do it over the end bit of that. Yeah.